is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado billionaire Phil Anschutz and his wife Nancy have lost their bid to collect an $8 million tax refund they say the state owes them. The couple argued in a lawsuit that the pandemic relief bill Congress passed last year changed how much money they could report as business losses in past years. They said the change should entitle them to a refund from their state income taxes, but a Denver judge dismissed the case Thursday, saying that precedent would be too costly for the state. A new study from Colorado's tourism office says travelers spent $15.4 billion last year. That's a 36% decline from 2019. CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland has more.
Some counties fared better than others during the pandemic. According to the report, travel spending in Denver fell more than 50%. That equates to a loss of $4.7 billion. But some areas in the state's southwest actually saw an uptick in spending. Statewide, local tax receipts, which are mostly lodging-related, fell more than 35%. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs is open to visitors for the first time in almost 17 months. The Academy says its strict COVID-19 lockdown was meant to help it safely train new Air Force and Space Force officers during the pandemic. The Department of Defense is requiring all visitors to wear masks while on campus. In Vail, it's 72 degrees and fair, and in Parachute, it's 93 degrees and clear. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.